They weren't too peppery. They were kind of crunchy. They were had a red covering and white inside.
Garlic, you got onions.
Yeah, these were kind of like onions. Except they had a red outside.
Oh, no. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay.
I've had some food when I was reading at dinner.
Now, this morning for breakfast, you had a type of potato. What did you call that?
No, I'm having that for dinner. Sweet potato.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, the two types, what's the kind of onions that you grow wild, you know, to have
them? Well, it's wild onion in my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, I don't know what they are.
You don't.
I wish they should get out of here.
You call them spring onions, or?
Well, I don't know. I would just call it wild because they're not grown by hand. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a wild onion. And it don't make as big an onion as like the ones that you plant.
Mm-hmm.
See. It's just like some wild plants, they grow until you can get them, maybe cultivate them to where they might be a big onion.
Okay. If you had an apple or a plum, say, and you left it lying around, it would, what would happen to it?
Oh, it would go bad.
Yeah, but it would kind of, it will dry up or it'll...
Yeah, it'll do one thing or another. It'll dry up or even mush it.
Yeah.
Spoil.
But the skin, you'd say, was all...
Yeah, it's drawn up way what you say. Sort of like a...
Shrivel?
Yeah, shrivel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd say the skin was...
Just like a prune. You get some prunes sometimes. After you put them in the hot water, they'll swell out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But now that prune, when you buy them sometimes, they all swivel up. There's some folks making fun of a woman. Say, she ain't gonna marry that prune. Say, yeah, but when she gets water, she'll swell out. You're talking about skin. In the face, you know.
Yeah.
That's where we were going.
What do you call the big vegetables that had leafy heads?
Cabbage.
Okay. If you had some real big, let's say you had a plot, you'd say these were real big. What would you say about them? Speaking about the size of them. Just say they were.
Oh, what? Watermelon? Not one.
No, okay. If you wanted to get the beans out of a pod,
mm-hmm,
by hand, what would you say you would do?
Shell.
Okay. Now, of the types of beans, can you tell me anything about the types of beans?
Butter beans, red beans. That's a snap bean.
Red beans?
Red beans, yeah.
What kind of those?
That's a red bean, the dry bean. You know the dry bean you eat, a red dry bean cooked?
No, they
red
kind of,
beans?
Are they kind of like...
Oh, they're shell.
Uh-huh.
It makes a green pot. See, then after they grow, the bean shell, the people pick them and let them dry and then shell them.
Uh-huh.
But you see, when they're young off the bush, they pick the whole thing and cook the pod.
Those are green beans?
That's a green bean then. And then when you let them stay on the bush and you want dried shell beans,
uh-huh,
then you pick them later on.
Oh, I see.
You pick them later on after the sun time dries the stalk up.
Okay.
And everything dries up and the beans come out easy.